Welcome to her art podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. In our 12th episode, we will talk about Louis Bourgeois, one of the most imaginative sculptors of the 20th century. My name is Nata Andreev, and I'm going to tell you 7 curious facts that you didn't know about the artist who pursued her own course with wit, intelligence, and daring, at times out of step with prevailing taste and ideas. The information provided in this episode comes from multiple sources and is not mine. All authors are credited on her art podcast blog on Medium. Curious fact number one. As a teenager, Louise assisted her parents in their tapestry restoration business, making drawings that indicated to the weavers the repairs to be made. At 21 years old, she entered the Sorbonne to study mathematics, but abandoned the discipline for art. Curious fact number two. Bourgeois' mother, Josephine, suffered from ill health, and Louise cared for her for long periods of time. Josephine died when Louise was just 22. This and her father's unfaithfulness, he had a series of mistresses, led to a fear of abandonment, a key theme in Bourgeois' work. The backdrop of the First World War, which began when she was 3 years old, made her traumatic memories of childhood even more intense. Curious fact number three. In the 1970s, she supported young women artists and participated in campaigns and exhibitions organized by the MLF, Mouvement de Libération des Femmes. Nevertheless, Bourgeois never claimed to be a feminist, and once even declared, "I am a woman, so I don't need to be a feminist." Even though she remained unaffiliated with the movement during her lifetime, she remained an important influence on the female and feminist artists who followed in her footsteps. Curious fact number four. At 36 years old, Louise drew 2 small ink and charcoal drawings of a spider. 50 years later, in the late 90s, she created a series of steel and bronze spider sculptures. In a 2008 film made about her life, Bourgeois described the spider sculptures as her most successful subject. Louise uses the spider, both predator, a sinister threat, and protector, an industrious repairer, to symbolize the mother figure. The spinning and weaving of the spider's web links to Bourgeois' own mother, who worked the family's tapestry restoration business and who encouraged Louise to participate in it very actively. Curious fact number five. In the heart of Bonneuil, a small postcard village in the Luberon, lies the Louis Bourgeois Church. Although the former convent is no longer used, it has been home to some very peculiar sculptures since 1998. The unique idea was commissioned by banker, collector, and convent owner Jean-Claude Maillet. A confessional made out of iron cage sits in the church, while a token bourgeois spider weaves its web as it scales the walls of the holy building. The union of the church's Carrara marble and Bourgeois intimate sculptures makes for a truly unique experience for all the visitors. Curious fact number six. Beginning in the 1970s, she hosted Sunday salons in her Chelsea apartment, where students and young artists would take their work to be critiqued by Bourgeois, who could be ruthless and refer to the gatherings with characteristically dry humor as "Sunday, bloody Sunday." Nevertheless, this accessibility and willingness to advise younger artists was exceptional for an established artist of such standing. Her influence on other artists since the 1970s looms large, but is manifested most strongly in feminist-inspired body art and in the development of installation art. Curious fact number 7. Although she had shown her art for many decades, Bourgeois first received recognition after her 1982 retrospective at the Museum of Modern Art when she was 71 years old. Since then, her sculptures have been displayed through Europe and the US, and a catalogue raisonné of her prints has reawakened interest in Bourgeois' two-dimensional work. The artist was chosen to represent the United States of America at the Venice Biennale of 1993. Thank you so much for listening to the last episode of our art podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. If you want to follow more of what we do, find us on Facebook and Instagram. I wanted to express my genuine appreciation for each and every one of you that supported this project. And here is a special message to all the ladies and gentlemen that joined me for this year's Advent Calendar adventure. You are 100% that queen. And nobody can take that away from you. I hope you'll continue to show love in 2020 as well. See you later. Thank you.